What do you want? No, I wasn't interested in your stupid fucking party. Just a bunch of jocks playing grab ass, right? Besides, this is my backyard. Well, I'm just gonna leave. Yeah, I know it's my backyard, I just said that. But I wouldn't want to ruin your reputation. If your little football buddies over there saw you hanging out with me, they'd start talking. And I definitely don't want to leave town right as the rumors start spreading that I'm just another loose girl hanging out with the team's star running back. Ugh, please. We both know the reputation you have. All the girls you hang out with. Oh, again. You've heard the rumors. Fine. I'll hear you out. What do you want, Johnny Football? You can stop right there. This is gonna be one of those sentimental bullshit speeches, right? Is that it? Oh, I'm real sorry that I acted like a dick for the better part of 10 years. You wanna hook up before we both move away for college? Fuck you! For fuck's sake, dude. We used to be best friends. We spent like every afternoon together. And then one day, in middle school, you dropped me like a fucking bad habit. The most you've said to me in the entirety of high school was that 10th grade science experiment that we had to work on together. Yes, the one that I practically did all by myself. No, fuck you, Johnny Football, don't touch me. Jock asshole. Piece of garbage. Fuck you, trying to take the high road? You tell me. What did happen between us? You're sorry. You think a half-assed sorry is gonna make up for the years when you shunned me as a nerd chick? Drama club virgin? And don't think I forgot the time you told the quarterback that the only thing thick about me were the lenses in my glasses. Fuck, dude. You're the reason I had to get contacts. I miss senior prom because I had an eye infection. I couldn't see shit without them and I didn't dare risk going out in public with my glasses on again. So, you. What the fuck did I ever do to you to deserve to be treated like that for you to make me suffer? Sorry. Again with the sorry. You know, I'm leaving town in like 3 days. So fuck it. I've got nothing to lose. Not really. I loved you. Even after you started to shun me in middle school, I loved you. It wasn't until high school. Football team. The jocks. Cheerleaders, that's when I realized that the dream was over. You're never gonna come back to my side. To me. So, fuck you. I hope you get a concussion. Maybe it would knock some sense back into you. Now get the fuck out of my yard. Prick. Hey, wait. Don't leave yet. That last part, I didn't mean it. I really don't want you to get hurt. It was kind of awful of me to say. No, it doesn't. It doesn't really make us even. If you ended up like all those other NFL players that keep making the news with their injuries, I would feel fucking awful. There's not much else to say. I said, don't touch me. Jeez. Just because I don't want to leave being like you, just because I'm... Yeah. I know I'm shaking. I'm not sure. Because I'm angry and sad, and I feel like a bitch for saying what I said. I just don't know, Johnny Football. I don't know. What the fuck? Because I didn't say you could kiss me, dick. Just let a girl know before you kiss her. No, I'm not mad. I don't know what I am. Confused? Emotionally drained? I mean, I don't want to like that you kiss me. Don't make me say it. Please. Because I like that one too, idiot. Come on, be careful. I don't want to leave town covered in hickeys. I never said I didn't like it. Just be careful. Said to be careful. Here, come back here. I don't trust you not to leave marks. No. No, I can't say that I've ever been kissed like that. Well, maybe you shouldn't have made me wait. Changing the subject. Is that your dick? I feel poking me in the thigh. Can I see it? Holy shit. He must have all the penis envy in the locker room. What do you mean it's only half hard? This thing gets bigger? Can I touch it? I can feel your heartbeat through it. No, I've never touched one before. But I've seen enough videos that I think that I know a little bit about how to stroke it. Maybe if you stuck around, you'd know a little bit more about what kind of girl I am. I'm glad this little, big, little big guy doesn't seem to mind my body. No, I think it's interesting. I might not be giving you the best hand job you've ever gotten, but I'm enjoying feeling it. All the little veins. The ridge down the head. You seem to like that part the best. I like it the best too. It's definitely the most fun to play with. So, I might be, kind of jumping the gun here, but do you want to maybe fuck me? Well, yeah. My heart is literally about to pound out of my chest. Nervous as fuck. And now you're kind of making me regret asking. So, can we just do this, please? Give me something to replace all this fucking embarrassment spinning around in my head. Here. I'm up against the wall. Just let me pull my pants down a bit. Stick my ass out. Here. Can you just slip it in already? I feel like if I get any more embarrassed, I'm gonna have a stroke. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, you're so big. Just Please. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I might have come a little bit too strong, but this is still my first time with the real thing. Maybe. Okay. Maybe, just. Fucking shut up. And use your dick instead of being one for the first time in 8 years. You had that one coming. Now shut up and get some. But gently. You're pretty good. Yeah. Just don't stop. Get a good rhythm going. All those girls talked about you for the past couple of years. And here I was, deciding to believe, or deciding not to believe the hype. Fuck, was I wrong? Fuck, go easy on my clip, please. Go slow or I'm not gonna be able to stand. I said go gentler. That's it. Oh, that's fucking it. Yeah, I keep doing that. I'll forgive you. Shit. Don't stop. Don't. Oh my god, you need to start holding me up. My knees are getting fucking weak. Was it good? Holy fuck, dude. Just Oh. Right, of course. You don't do idioms. Forget it. Yeah, it was. It was fucking awesome. And hopefully it means more to you than, I don't know, than the other girls you've had. Cause it meant a lot to me. You're really good, you know. You only really get one first time, right? I don't really have a way to know if you're telling the truth or not, but I appreciate you saying so. I won't forget it. I kind of wish you didn't come inside me, though. Well, I mean, I guess it's okay. I need something to be pissed off at you until I finish college, right? Well. Can you imagine how good the reunion sex would be?